This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A climate activist from Colorado set himself on fire outside the U.S. Supreme Court building on Earth Day last week in Washington, D.C., in what friends are calling an act of protest against inaction on climate change. He later died. Metropolitan Police identified the man as Wynn Bruce, a Buddhist and photographer from Boulder. He was 50. Colorado fire officials say extreme wildfire conditions gripping the state aren't going to disappear anytime soon. CPR's Sam Brash has more on the new seasonal wildfire forecast.
The annual outlook from the Colorado Division of Fire Prevention and Control forecasts wildfire risk will touch every part of the state this spring and summer, but every region won't face the same degree of danger at the same time. Southern Colorado will face the greatest threat in May. Monsoon rains might provide relief to the western slope in July, but less moisture is expected along the Front Range, which could face extreme drought and extreme wildfire danger later in the summer. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A new regional trail project is under construction in Parker. Crews began work today on an overpass that will connect the Cherry Creek Trail and the High Plains Trail networks together. The linked trails will create one of the largest walking and biking routes in the Denver metro area. The construction team expects there will be limited traffic impacts throughout the project, which is expected to take about 6 months. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 11:06. Thank you for joining us this hour. We're listening to The Takeaway. In about 20 minutes, Disney World took a stance against a controversial anti-LGBTQ bill in Florida, and we'll look at other corporations who are also weighing in on LGBTQ plus issues.